joining us right now with Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon, and thanks for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
So the first question I'm going to ask you about once again is the school budget.
Yeah, so we are still working on that. The investigation's going on. The audit firm has been selected. As I told you, RSM is the audit firm that the school committee and three members of the public have decided on. They're a national firm, but they do have a Boston presence as well, international firm. And then Troy Claxton, our CFO, is still working on a daily basis on the school side and city side. And DESE, Department of Education, Secondary Education, has Open Architects, which is a consulting firm, working. I literally was just on a Zoom with them. So it's all hands on deck, and we're still trying to come up with what happened and take corrective actions.
Now, I also wanted to ask you, we talked about this last week, COVID numbers in the city. Where are we with that?
Yeah, I mean, there is an uptick, Dan. There really is. And at the end of the day, you know, I'm just humbly asking people to be safe. As I told you, I just had it myself recently. And so, you know, it was a lot worse this time than my first time. But there's 99 new cases in the city of Brockton in the past 48 hours. Active cases is 539 active cases. So we are still working diligently at Board of Health, getting vaccines into people's arms if they choose to, and, you know, working with Brockton Neighborhood Health Center, working with Good Sam. Of course, Brockton Hospital is still offline, but, you know, the cases are real. The really good news is we're not seeing what we were seeing a year or 2 years ago with loss of life. So, you know, people getting sick and they're staying at home. And again, I'm just advising people to take precautions going into the holiday season.
And you mentioned Brockton Hospital. What's the status there?
Yeah, I mean, that's still status quo from when last time we talked. I mean, they want to open it like yesterday, right? But unfortunately, there's some things that's out of their control there. They're still working to make sure that all the electrical system is up to snuff. They had to replace it all, and, you know, they're doing it in phases like they've told us. And so, again, the goal is to get it online as soon as possible, and, you know, it's probably going to carry into the early spring. But Bob Haffey, the CEO, and I talk every week, and I was just at the Champions Dinner, and they actually recognized all of the employees from Brockton Hospital. Signature Healthcare were the champion recipients this year. It's an annual award for what they did during that 10-alarm fire.
I also wanted to ask you, Mr. Mayor, just in time for the holidays, of course, you've got your Toys for Tots event going on.
I do. I do an annual Mayor's Drive. You know, we're very very fortunate to have generosity here in the city of Brockton. And UPS, based in Brockton, the Teamsters, are going to be donating, like they did last year, a lot of different toys. They're delivering them on the 12th of December. The 11th of December, we're getting a great allotment of toys from Muscle Movement, another company that's chosen Brockton since I've been mayor. And you know, if anybody listening is interested in donating an unwrapped toy, you know, we would welcome that. And it can be from, you know, newborn infants all the way up to teenagers. So, again, it will continue going into the holiday months. And, again, I want to welcome and congratulate anybody that's going to be celebrating Hanukkah as of sundown tonight, December 7th.
Absolutely on that. And also, I understand some Cape Verdean firefighters were in town.
Yeah, that was really neat. We had five, including the chief of Praia, which is the capital of Cape Verde, here. They're still here, but they actually trained with the Brockton Fire Department. The former fire chief, before he retired, Mike Williams, had signed an agreement with Praia, and so they came here. They were housed, actually, at the convent. I want to thank the sisters over on Thatcher Street. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's to provide training and techniques and best practices. And Fire Chief Brian Nardelli here in Brockton is just a phenomenal leader, and you know, we were able to have Brockton Fire Department working with one female firefighter, four male firefighters, and again, what they're learning here, they're going to take back to Praia and to save lives. So Brockton is expanding internationally, and as the mayor, I'm just really proud of the men and women that serve every day in the city of Brockton.
And before we go, Mr. Mayor, I also understand some theater students in Brockton got some big kudos.
Yeah, the Met G annual event was last weekend at Norwood High School. Brockton High got a first place and some honorable mentions. The mayor and me and the graduate of Brockton High, I'm so proud. But the dad and me, my son, got an honorable mention from a different high school. He goes to Zavarian Brothers. So, again, anybody that participates in theater and drama and backstage, I applaud them all. And it was really a great day for everybody that participated, the winners. And even if you didn't win, you were still able to participate with hundreds of kids from around the Commonwealth of Massachusetts that are interested in theater and drama.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, Mr. Mayor. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Be well.
Thank you.